Joining me now from Y&T, who will be at the Tower Theater on Saturday, Dave Manichetti. And I got to say, first of all, Dave, I got to apologize to you publicly because we were supposed to do this last week. And because of some confusion on my end, we didn't. And you were gracious enough to give me another run at this. So you're a good dude who's not a grudge holder. So I thought I would start off with that.
No, I don't hold grudges about things like that. That'd be a bit heavy, I think.
So you've been, how are things going, man? I mean, you've been at this for a long time, man, touring the world, playing music. It's the dream. How are things lately?
I got to say that I'm pretty happy with my life. It's been fantastic. Obviously, it's a lot of hard work. Touring is not easy on a 20-year-old, even when you're going from state to state every day or country to country, but you know, it's what we do, and it's what I'm used to doing. I love it. I still love it. The fans that come out are very much into the band still, and the band, luckily, which is why I'm still doing it, is still awesome live. So you know, we give people their money's worth every night, and that's what makes us all feel better.
Well, let me ask you about coming here specifically to Fresno, because Y&T has played here and at the Tower Theater a number of times before. What is it about coming to the Valley that you like so much?
Well, you know, I mean, the fans out there are fantastic. We've always loved playing in that region. And, you know, luckily we were able to find that cool theater to hang in and do the same, you know, for pretty much year after year for the last, like, 10 years or whatever it's been. And, it's always great, you know, when you've got a place to go and you love the venue and the fans come out and it's always a good time. You just want to keep repeating that every year, and so, you know, that's our goal, is to you know, just keep going, just keep rocking out the area. So,
talking to Dave Manichetti of Y&T, they're going to be at the Tower Theater on Saturday. Now, you're originally from Oakland. Do you still call Oakland home, or where do you hang your hat these days, Dave?
I live in the South Bay, what we call the South Bay, of course, which is down near the San Jose area, I guess, if you want to say it. But that's where I've been living for the last 30-something years. I've spent half of my life in Oakland and the other half down here in the South Bay, so...
Well, I got to imagine for a guy who spent most of his life touring as well. I mean, you're always kind of in a bus, on a plane, in an airport, moving around. When you get back to California, when you get back to a region that's close to home, is that comforting to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's no question. I mean, for the last probably, I would say maybe the last 30 years, I always had this sort of lookout kind of attitude, like wherever we were, I'd always be checking out the area going, you know, I wonder if I could live here, or is this really cool? You know, what do you think? And bottom line is when I think about the Bay Area, I think, no, there's no way, man. I mean, the Bay Area is the best. Number one, the climate. Yes. You cannot beat the climate in Northern California. I mean, it just is what it is. It's, you know, or even Central California. It doesn't matter. It's, you know, we don't get the incredible humidity and we don't have 8 months of gray, you know. I mean it's just, you know, we live in a great place, man. Yeah. You know, we're lucky, you know, a lot of us are lucky that, you know, our parents were here and when we were born, you know, so we didn't have to travel to get to here. So
I always tell people the best thing about California is you only need one outfit. The weather never changes. Like, whatever you're wearing right now, that's it. You'll be fine with just that.
That's true. You know, I mean, when I tell people, even in Europe and the UK and the East Coast, of course, hey, man, yeah, I'm pretty much comfortable weather about 11 months out of the year. They look at me like, "Arr."
Yeah, that doesn't exist. You're lying to me. Y&T's playing the Tower Theater on Saturday. Tickets still available at the Tower Theater box office. Now, you've been playing guitar and singing for a long time, writing songs. You know, anytime I get a chance to talk to someone like you that's been doing this for a while, I always got to ask you what you think about kids today and the way they get introduced to music. Because when I was a kid, it was pretty common to have a guitar lesson here or there, to learn how to play the piano or something like that. Today, kids don't really do it the same way. How do you introduce kids and keep people playing guitar? What do you think the right way to do that is? Because we're seeing less and less of them these days.
Well, just from my experience, of course, of just playing shows and meeting fans after the shows, it seems to me that the parents have a lot to do with it nowadays. It's not so much that they're going to get music class at school, because a lot of the schools have sort of gotten rid of those programs, and of course you know, the difference in how you see music nowadays is quite drastically different from 20 or 30 years ago. So it kind of comes and filters down through the parents in most times, I think. You know, the parents are maybe, playing music in the background when their kids are young and introducing them to live music. I mean, I see a lot of parents over the last 20 or 30 years that can't wait to bring their kids to a live show to see live music, because there's nothing like live music. You cannot compare it to watching a video on YouTube or whatever. It's a completely different experience. And that's how I got turned on to wanting to be a musician, is seeing somebody play live for the first time. That was a huge impact on my life. And I see that every single time that we play shows for people that have come out for their first concert or maybe their second concert or whatever. It really does make an impact, and I think that's what helps to inspire. Besides, like I said, parents, sort of turning their kids on to music, both in the home and at live shows.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dave, 100%. You got to get out to live shows, because that's where you really do get inspired. When you can watch somebody on stage like yourself or anyone who does that kind of thing. It's one thing to listen to an album you really love, if kids do that anymore. But it's another thing. It's another thing to watch a guitar player up there do what they do and do what you can do, because that's just, when you're watching it happen, there's a different kind of connection you have that is inspiring, that you just don't get listening to a lead or listening to a track on digital or whatever you're listening to.
Yeah, no, there's an absolute difference. I mean, certainly I used to sit in my bedroom with my stereo cranked and the lights down low and my eyes closed and, imagining the whole vibe that would happen in front of me. But when you go out and see somebody playing and they have energy and they have passion and they really, are putting it out there for the fans, wow. I mean, what a huge, huge thing that is, as opposed to sitting, in your car listening to music as you're going down the street or whatever. I mean, it's a totally different experience.
Yeah, while you're yelling at some guy for cutting you off. You're right. It's a totally, totally different experience. And it's one you could have on Saturday when Y&T hits the stage at the Tower Theater. Make sure you grab your tickets. Dave Menichetti is who we're talking to. I got one more thing for you I got to ask you.
Yeah.
Do you remember, speaking of when you were younger and kind of getting into this for the first time, do you remember the first time you ever wrote your own song? Do you remember what the first song you ever wrote was?
I wrote incomplete songs, when I was a kid, just playing around, I'd have a lick or something like that. But the first real song was probably when I, joined up with the original band of Y&T. And that probably was, I know exactly what it was, actually. Yeah, it was a song that myself and our original drummer, Leonard Hayes, had come up with. And at the time, our band was really mostly just playing cover tunes, just going out and playing as many gigs as we could, making enough money to buy gear. And finally, we decided, hey, we're going to do our own thing now. And first cover tune we came up with was this really heavy riff song, and a couple of guys that were in our cover band at the time said, is this where you guys really want to go? Wow, I'm out of here. So we kind of like separated the chaff, we're wheat from the chaff. It was like, if you're a real rocker, you're going to like this kind of music, but if you are not into this, then we don't want you around. We got to get other people to do this. And that's what ended up happening, actually, just from us writing our very first song together. That's how we ended up getting all the original band members in Y&T. Once we decided to just write our own music,
it was a
crazy song. I mean, it wasn't that. I wouldn't want to brag about it. Let's put it that way.
Well, now you're touring the world, and that guy's probably an accountant. So who won? Who won, really, Dave?
Yeah. No, that's true. And maybe he's a happy accountant.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Y&T at the Tower Theater. Don't miss him on Saturday here in Fresno. Dave Menichetti. Hey, appreciate it very much. And again, I do apologize for last week. You're a good guy, man. Thanks for catching up with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, guys. We'll see you out there on Saturday.